Session 1. Engaging stakeholders for research on adulthood. Presenters: Paul Shattuck, Teal Benavides, Stephen Shore. Course materials. The purpose of these materials is to help provide an introduction to the Summer Institute session on engaging stakeholders for research on adulthood. The materials were designed to prepare trainees who are unfamiliar with participatory research with a general background to get the most educational benefit from the session. Toward this objective, we have prepared the following. 1. Learning objectives for this session. 2. Some key terms and concepts to become familiar with participatory research. 3. Some recommended resources. These materials could be considered prerequisites in preparing for this session. Learning objectives. The Summer Institute for Autism Research was established in direct response to requests from early career researchers who asked INSAR for greater training opportunities in multidisciplinary topics that they requested. Summer Institute Priorities Array. To provide freely available and multidisciplinary training platform for young scientists and others from various backgrounds that allows for international participation. The Summer Institute covers broad topics and is meant for people who are not expert in the topic area. It is offered over a free web platform and allows researchers from around the world to connect with the presenters. The overarching goal of the Summer Institute is to expose junior scientists to topics they are not currently engaged in, with the hope that basic scientists and clinical scientists could learn from each other to ultimately advance the understanding of autism. The current session, Engaging Stakeholders for Research on Adulthood, is led by Drs. Shattuck, Benavides, and Shore, and a team of trainees who worked in tandem to prepare these materials and the web presentation. At the conclusion of this session, participants will 1. Identify the range of ways stakeholder participation and collaboration can be structured along with terminology and definitions. 2. Identify what prior research identifies as factors that can facilitate or hinder successful community and stakeholder participation. 3. Discuss key strategies for meaningful inclusion of autistic stakeholders in research. 4. Understand the term presumption of competence and how it applies to stakeholder involvement. 5. Understand two specific approaches to stakeholder collaboration, such as ASPIRE and ACET. Key terms: presumption of competence. To presume competence means to believe that a person can learn and achieve goals unless there is very strong evidence that they could not do so. Our belief in whether someone is competent affects how we engage with a person. For example, it might change how much information we offer them, how or whether we speak to them, and how much work we put in to help them accomplish their goals. To believe that someone can meet their goals when they may not be able to is less harmful than assuming that they cannot meet goals. Even if the person does have difficulty with learning or meeting a specific goal, they will still benefit from the engagement and invested effort given by those who believed they could learn and meet their goals. Person-first language. A language style that puts the person before their disability or medical conditions. Saying person with autism is person first language, while autistic person is identity first language. One study found that almost half of professionals like doctors and therapists use person first language instead of identity first language. See Kenny et al. 2015 for a discussion of identity first versus person first language. Identity first language. A language style that integrates the condition experienced by the individual with their personal identity. For example, autistic individual rather than individual with autism. A recent report by Kenny et al. 2015 found that identity-first language is adopted by most autistic adults, family, friends, and parents of autistic children, but fewer professionals. See Kenny et al. For detailed discussion. Stakeholder. A stakeholder can be any party that has an interest in autism and can affect or be affected by the condition. There are many different types of stakeholders to consider. See a summary list of stakeholders provided by PCORI for more information. Community-based participatory research, or CBPR, is a way to involve the community, stakeholders, and researchers to have equal involvement in all aspects of the research process. The integration of different perspectives can help improve our understanding of a given topic and ensure that any action following research outcome can directly benefit the community involved. Community-informed research. People doing community-informed research want to partner with a community and get feedback from them on the study. Stakeholder team members are considered to be advisors. Stakeholder team members are involved in some, but not all, aspects of the study. The goals of the people doing the research is to build relationships with the community. They want real input from the stakeholders, rather than including stakeholders just to say that they have done so. Engagement is used by PCORI. PCORI stands for Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute. Engagement defined by PCORI emphasizes on having meaningful involvement of community stakeholders and researchers throughout the research process. Meaningful engagement starts with a well-thought-out engagement plan. And PCR has set a series of guidelines and also passed engagement plans on their website to guide researchers who are planning to engage with the community stakeholders on how to formulate an effective plan strategy. Academic Autism Spectrum Partnership in Research and Education, or AASPIRE, is a partnership between nonprofit organizations and individuals that aims to equally engage members from the autistic community, academic community, and other stakeholders in research that is deemed to be most relevant to the autistic community. Examples of past and current research projects have focused on employment, healthcare, violence, and well-being. Autistic Adults and Other Stakeholders Engaged Together, or AASET, is a community of autistic adults, researchers, organizations, and other stakeholders who are committed to prioritize positive health and healthcare outcomes desired by autistic adults. Identify evidence-based interventions from the perspective of autistic adults and involve other stakeholders in identifying interventions to address priority topics.